Think I'm gonna have to change my mind on the note editing situation. Well, there's probably two things that I could do to make it better. Either you start editing so that, yeah, you just take whatever the best takes are for everything, or I can get better at speaking so that you don't end up with rants that aren't really going anywhere. Because I think when I was thinking about the past podcast made, was that it felt like I was giving a lot of pressure to be like, oh, get all the thoughts out and get all the thoughts out like quickly. And because you were doing that, I could literally feel my mouth moving pretty much as quickly as the thoughts were coming out. So you weren't necessarily thinking about every single word you were saying. It was more like the words you were saying were the equivalent of what you were thinking in real time. And that was kind of annoying because it wasn't clear to me that I was getting all the points that I wanted to say out. And then it also made it, yeah, just made everything feel more rushed. And that didn't feel good. So for the editing thing, it's a question of like what kind of thing you're trying to get done with the editing too, because do I want to be someone that's like leaning into the intention-based economy, the like TikTokification of everything? I don't know if TikTokification is the correct thing, because I think that the attention economy thing is a thing across all social media. You can't really just say, oh, this is a thing of TikTok. This is a thing of like just how humans work, where it's like you can see. I've been looking at the attention graphs for some of the videos, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I totally get it now. Where it's like, oh, they will lose focus if you don't make it with someone with ADHD in mind, sort of thing. Like, I'm reminded of when I watched the movie Oppenheimer, and that film is edited in a way where there's something always happening. And if you even turn off your brain for a split second, you've probably missed something because so much stuff was happening at the same time or something like that. I don't know. And it's a 3-hour movie. So it's like getting on a roller coaster ride, not roller coaster ride, but getting on like some kind of, it is a ride. I don't know if roller coaster is the correct because it feels like it's faster if I say roller coaster. But yeah, you're getting on some sort of like orchestrated ride, and it's just like, okay, you're just along for the ride, and it'll take you wherever it takes you, and then you keep going. And it's like, okay, do you want content that does that? Because it feels like, yeah, certain YouTube content, certain TikTok content, certain Instagram reels, whatever kind of video content that's designed in a way where you're basically, yeah, on a conveyor belt, and that conveyor belt just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, and then before you know it, it's been an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, etc. Do you want that? It's like when you're driving, it's called highway hypnosis, where you're like driving to a location that you like drive to all the time. You don't really have to think about it that much, and before you know it, it hasn't been that long. It's the same deal kind of happening with this content, but that means, are you internalizing any of that if when you get out of it, it just feels like you've been on a bender or some other drug-fueled thing? It's like, yeah, when you get like high as fuck and you're like, oh man, all the roller coaster stuff. How much do you actually take out of the trip when you're out of it? And I think that's an important component too. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll start editing. I think that is the general plan, is to start editing things. But the secondary goal is also to not feel as damn rushed, because I feel like that's the issue where you're like, oh man, I have to say everything in one sentence. And that was a problem. I could literally feel myself talking and be running out of breath while talking because it felt like, oh, I have to get it all out now. So not doing that. The second thing that I was thinking about for editing was that I didn't write an associated Substack article with this. This is just something that I've been thinking about lately. And I don't know about that formatting either, for the write a Substack, then because it didn't seem to help when you actually made the video. So I think what I just said in the latter half of this, not latter half, former half, I don't know, the earlier part just before now, about trying to speak more slowly and trying to be more deliberate in the way that you're going about things. It's probably better because I was still, again, making myself breathless by saying all the stuff. And it didn't seem like writing the Substack helped, and you'd like read the essay at the same time to see if you got your points out. But I don't know, it just felt like more pressure. Whereas this, where I didn't pre-plan it or anything like that, and I'm just chilling, feels better. I'll still want to write things beforehand because sometimes I want a more succinct version of whatever it is. But it doesn't have to be this process of, oh, every single podcast needs an essay associated with it. I feel like that's too much pressure. So gotta hold off on that. But oh my God, the point too that I wanted to talk about with respect to starting to edit, if I do edit, instead of just slowing down on the first take. But yeah, I'll probably implement editing where it's like, oh, I just had a long spurt of nothing really happened there. That point wasn't important. And then you just cut it or something like that. Or it's just so obvious that I like can't think of what I'm thinking of, so the pause is too long or something like that. I don't know. But that probably that would be the minimal form of editing. I don't know if I'd want to do the jump cut of like, oh man, I said that so badly that time. Let's try saying that again. I don't know. It feels less authentic, but maybe better in the long run. But anyway, the second point about editing was that when I'm thinking about other podcasts that are done where they have a guest, or again, where there's some sort of conversation happening, then the flow of that conversation is like supernatural because it's like, okay, I speak, other person speaks, I speak, other person speaks. And that kind of feels pretty naturally good pacing wise. The only thing that you need to factor in when you're doing a podcast versus a real conversation, well, they are real conversations, but is that it's being recorded. So you have to factor in that you cutting each other off won't sound as good from an audience perspective. So you have to like think more about, okay, it really does have to be I talk in my moment and you talk in my moment. And then the ahas and all that stuff, you got to factor those out too, unlike in a normal conversation. So there's little bit of difference between a podcast conversation in order to make it good for a video / audio edit versus a real in-person conversation where there's nothing being recorded. But when you're doing the solo stuff, like when I'm just doing a monologue now, the issue is that I don't have any sort of immediate feedback. So because you don't have that immediate feedback, then that's what causes the issue of feeling like you have to rant on and on and on for a long time or get your point out really quickly and fill the dead air in whatever way you can. Because when you're in a conversation between at least two people, there's probably not going to be much dead air ever because someone is always talking. But if it's just you, then it feels like the pressure is to be like, oh, I don't want there to be dead air, so I got to keep talking, but you're going to run out of things to talk about. And you don't have the feedback from another person to make you able to like go on to the next point in the conversation. Like there's a natural flow that happens where someone can bring up an idea because they're external to you that you wouldn't have thought of yourself. So when you're like solo monologuing, it's like, okay, I have to be able to independently come up with enough ideas on my own and fill in enough gaps, which seems non-ideal. And then you feel rushed and then it causes the pressure and then it just doesn't turn out as well. So that's a reason to edit. So then you can have more of that. Okay, I wanted to talk about this point. Okay, I've talked about this point. What other point can I talk about? And not think about that in real time. Instead, think about it more structured, similarly to an essay style, video essay style. Or this is something that I thought about with streamers too, is that the streamers aren't necessarily just talking in a monologue the whole time because there's the chat element there too. So you can react to someone in chat. That, again, it's not another this externalizing thing where it's like, okay, there's someone else that isn't you that can bring up ideas that you yourself wouldn't have thought of. So again, there's always actually an implicit conversation happening there when a streamer is doing stuff. Whereas again, when you're doing the solo monologue, you only have your internal state and whatever internal thoughts you can come up with. So that makes things a little bit more dicey in terms of making sure that you're getting enough interesting points or dynamic enough. I don't know exactly how to frame what exactly that dynamic is that you're missing from just being solo, but it's just that fundamental, everything's internal to you. So thinking about that, that's basically all I can think of for the on commenting versus not commenting. That's what the last video is on editing versus not editing. And admittedly, from my perspective, it's a laziness factor of like, okay, I don't want to edit because if I have to edit, then that takes extra time in the video. So if you can spend less time editing, but that's another point of like, okay, if you're doing less editing, the less editing, the better, because that means the way that you are doing your takes or your recording was better. I don't know. The trying to do it in multiple, trying to do multiple takes and do the best take, I just don't like the inauthenticity of that. But if it's just editing to get rid of like filler, then maybe I can deal with that. It's a sec. I don't know. Because the more that you decide to do editing, the more you get back into that trap that I was talking about with the attention economy of being like, oh, I want to keep everyone in because I think whatever point I'm saying is so important that I need to make sure that people don't lose focus. But I'm like, the ADHD people, I don't know, can I just deal without them? Do I need, like, how much more reach do you have through doing the ADHDification of your stuff versus just doing it normal? I don't know. So comment, like, subscribe if you think my rants are useful or not. When it comes to, and this is only with regards to podcast stuff for editing, because obviously if you're making some other sort of video content that's supposed to be cinematic and creative and all these other things, then that's a different point than just being like, how do I make my talking most authentic is kind of the goal for me right now. And again, it's the less effort thing, because I'm not trying to do traditional YouTube videos, at least at the moment. That would be like a separate thing, but it just takes more time. It's a question of like, okay, how much time do I have and how do I want to use that time? And admittedly, I don't want to use much of that time on editing. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. So yeah, again, like if you like, dislike if you dislike, leave a comment below sharing your thoughts on editing versus not editing, on the more slow pace of things, because again, I don't want to do the long rant that leaves me breathless, and you just gotta chill more, and just slowly put together all the thoughts, because the essay writing wasn't helping with that particular issue. In fact, it caused more of the force to be like, oh, I've got all this content that I wrote, so I've got to get to this point and this point and this point. And it's really, really just the pressure. Yeah, again, nothing else to say. I've just got to, I don't know how people end their videos. Like, geez. Okay, anyway, bye.